What's up, guys? Welcome to Winnipeg's Finest, the podcast where we get personal with notable Winnipeggers. If you haven't been with us before, here's what you've missed.
Like, I even feel like I've always known that I was supposed to be here, so it's like, even if there was stuff that I went through, I always went through it knowing that this isn't, like, the end of everything, you know what I mean? This isn't the end of the world. If there's anything, actually, that I would tell myself, is to not be so afraid of failure.
Oh, yeah. How different was it for you to watch a movie where Kevin Spacey is the villain?
I mean, I feel like they just told him to be himself.
It's like, dude, be a shitty person who's a predator and, like, does bad things. And
yeah.
Kevin Spacey's like, I got you.
Oh, boy, this is my role.
Hey, Mr. Professor, look at me, make money.
What? Call campus security.
Thank you so much to the fans who continue to support. You guys are awesome. We love you like crazy. This is why we love podcasting. This is why we love bringing you guys episodes. Please remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Remember to follow us on social media at WPGS Finest Pod on Instagram. And make sure you're staying posted and telling people about the podcast. We appreciate and love the support you give us. So just know that it lifts us up so much and we're very grateful.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Winnipeg's Finest. Today's guest is Travis T. He is the owner of Travis T. Entertainment. What the fuck is he the owner of? I should probably have this out before I fucking look up. I mean, I'm not even going to cut this either. Yeah. You guys, this is how I want to do shit. And oh, fuck, I spelled Travis T wrong. There it is. Yeah, he's a CEO and a creator of Travis T Entertainment. He signed to Lost Souls. That's a label made by Max Wins. He was also on the podcast. Extremely shameless plug on my own fucking podcast. This is going terribly. No. It's going amazing. It's not going terribly. You have the skip button. If you don't like it, you can skip it. Anyways, Travis T also works very closely with our friends down at LinkUp Connect. He recently did the mixing and mastering for Zoo York Remix. And we talked about a lot of shit. We talked about him taking the leap of faith to open up his studio and start his own company. We talked about him working with Lost Souls and LinkUp Connect. We talked a lot of other shit as well, of course. This is Winnipeg's Finest. We don't just talk about interesting stuff. We talk about boring stuff so you know exactly what you're missing. Today's episode is brought to you by Unity Underwear, the best underwear on the planet. 95% bamboo, 5% Spanish. It is fucking amazing. It's super comfortable. I wear them all the time. It's hypoallergenic, thermal regulating, moisture wicking. If you use our code WPGS Finest, you get 20% off all purchases. We're also brought to you by If you use our code WPGS Finest, you get 15% off all flow purchases there as well. In the meantime, here's our episode with Travis T.
Now, okay, so when I first saw your name on Instagram, I read it three different ways. I read it Travis T, and Travist. So, like, which one is it?
The second one.
Travis T?
Yeah, Travis T. Most people actually guess the first one, though. They walk up and they're like, what's up, Travis? And I'm like, ah, shit.
I mean, that's a pretty good play on words, right? I mean, like, your name's Travis. Your last name starts with T.
Yeah. And the way that I got that actually is one of the cooks that I worked with was actually like, hey, if you ever become a rapper, your name's got to be Travis T. And this was like years before I even started making music. And then that always just kind of like stuck in my head. And then I was thinking my name and I was just like, okay. I already had that one kind of locked in the vault. So
that's dope. Where'd you cook? Did you used to work in a kitchen?
Yeah, I was a cook for the last like probably 7 years before I went onto the railroad for like a year before I just quit full time to work music full time, but I was a cook for 7 years. Yeah.
Damn, where at?
A bunch of different places. There was like Prairie Inc. Do you know Prairie Inc.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that place. That was like the very first place where I like met a bunch of good chefs and everything. And then went to Black Rabbit, which you might be too young to remember Black Rabbit because you're probably like 16, 17.
Yeah, I was too young.
Closed down. Yeah, that was a crazy place. And Saddlery on Market, they support actually music pretty well. If you know Saddlery on Market, that's downtown. But yeah, I was a head chef downtown for probably like a year.
You're a head chef. That's young to be a head chef. God damn.
Yeah, when I was 17, yeah. Yeah, because I was already cooking.
Were you in high school?
I just graduated high school. Like that summer, I graduated, yeah.
Damn.
But I was already, when I was working at Prairie, I don't know, you know what, I must have been 18 or 19. But when I worked at Prairie Inc., I just met a couple chefs that took me under their wing, and then I was basically working like 14-hour days every single, like 6 days a week.
Shit.
How
did you deal with that? Because I, for one, I used to work at a restaurant for like 2 years. I fucking hated working in a kitchen. It was hell.
For me, it wasn't even like dealing with it. It was something I wanted to do all the time, every single day. It was wake up and literally just go to the kitchen. But I didn't make music before, but now that I'm making music, that's kind of like the same way that I feel about, because I kind of lost the passion for cooking, because kind of when you, I kind of got to the point where I was like, fuck this. You know, it's like really low pay, long hours, really hot in there, all that. So yeah, after a couple of years, I was kind of like, this ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't too much of having a, like, well, I wasn't forcing myself to go to work or anything like that. It was what I wanted to do.
Till it wasn't. So did you start making music before you were a cook, or was it just something that you just picked up?
While I was cooking, I met another cook who was making music, and then he kind of got me into it. And we were, after work, we'd always go over to each other's place and kind of fuck around making music. And then kind of over the years, it became something that all I was doing in my free time was music. Like as soon as I get off work, it was just music, music, music.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the coronavirus hit, I was kind of just thinking like, this is kind of my opportunity to make this into a full-time job type thing.
So how did that work? Like, I mean, you went to the railroads, right? And that pays pretty well from what I've heard.
Yeah.
And then did you just like save up a bunch and you're like, fuck it, Cam, starting this, or?
Yeah. So I was working on the railroad, and yeah, like you said, it's paying pretty good, but it was pretty horrible. It was like 20-hour days, 24-hour days sometimes. Like, yeah. And then they'd be back after 8 hours. So it was like, I had no time to work on music or anything.
What did you do on the railroads?
I was just offloading vehicles off the trains. So I wasn't actually like a conductor or anything like that. I would just go to this rail yard in it's near Transcona, show up at like 5 a.m, open up all the trains, and then there'd be a bunch of like really nice cars. Not sometimes they'd just be like average cars, normal cars, but sometimes they'd be nicer cars. And then, we just offload. It was pretty boring, but it paid really well. So that's the only reason why I stuck around. But
can I ask how well it paid?
Absolutely. It depended on like how much you worked. If we were working like I was saying, like 20-hour days, 6 days a week, then there's times I was making like $2,500 paychecks, like close to $3,000 paychecks.
Damn.
Yeah. But still, it's when you consider working like 20 hours a day, it almost doesn't seem like that much, but you have no time to spend your money as well. So all you're doing is saving.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're in your early 20s, like $3,000 a paycheck is pretty fucking nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets pretty dangerous sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because after taxes, that probably comes to about like 70-75K a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like 56 or something like that, which was like pretty good.
That's fucking nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I know one of my buddies used to work on the rigs out in Alberta.
Oh, the rigs are absolutely crazy.
Yeah, he said there were guys out there touching like six figures, but they'd be in debt or like broke because
they'd be partying so much. Or
they'd be partying, and it's just so hard on
ridiculous vehicles as well.
Yeah, it's so hard on your mental health when you're out there, because it's like, okay, you're in the rigs all day.
Yeah.
What else are you doing with your time? Like, not much. He said he fucking hated it. He couldn't stand it.
Yeah. No, you're making lots of money, but yeah. So then, it was kind of looking like we're considered an essential service, so we weren't even going to get laid off.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden it got to that point. I forget what month it was, but everything shut down, like absolutely everything except like there was like a few things.
April or May.
Yeah, April. And then like that was when they shut down the borders and everything, told everyone to come home. And then, yeah, we got laid off. So then I was starting to get served, which is like pretty big blessing, I got to say. And So I was just sitting at home wondering what I'm going to do for the next, at the time I thought it was only like 3 or 4 months. So I was just kind of like thinking, and I was like, I could play video games. I could, you know, read some books or something like that. Just kind of hang out with friends. And then I kind of just kind of got the idea to like look for a new studio space rather than just start chilling. And then, so yeah, I took the first like 2 days, just kind of looked through Kijiji, looked through open office spaces, and went through probably like 60 pages worth of rental spaces. Then finally found one that said prime Charleswood location. And then I live in Charleswood, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go check that out right away. And then within the week, it was like, we were already moving in.
Damn. So like How do you kind of, this is going to sound dumb, but like, how do you make your money with music? Is it just selling beats to people, renting out the studio space?
So right now, I actually don't make any beats. I want to start making beats, but that's something I haven't learned yet. But the main way that I'm making money at the moment is through recording services. Mm-hmm. So people come, if they don't, like the main problem with a lot of people, not having like a professional space to record is they're all recording in like a wide open room or in a closet or something like that on like a pretty, not too good microphone. And they also don't really know how to do it. So if you can go to a place with a proper engineer, I have a proper recording booth and everything, proper microphone, proper setup, it just really brings a whole new, it can really take your music to the next level if you haven't taken that step already. So, and then I also offer mixing and mastering, which I'm not sure if you know what that is, but that's like taking the raw recordings and then making it sound like an actual song, like putting effects on it. Yeah. Making all the levels, making them all like properly leveled and everything. So
that's pretty impressive then that you've been doing this for like half a year, maybe.
Yeah. I was doing it for myself for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of where I got like the most of my training, but then I've pretty much only been doing this for other people for like half a year now, 5 months.
That's pretty sweet. What's that like to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, and now you got a dope studio? Because every time I talk to like Yaz or Neil, they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to the studio. I'm like, where the hell is the studio? They're like, Charleswood. And I'm like, oh. And you're like, oh, my studio's in Charleswood. I'm like, oh, there we go. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it's pretty crazy sometimes because you know, like, it is a lot of work. But it's kind of like what I said about cooking before. It's like, it doesn't seem like a lot of work because I'm just kind of, I am most of the time. I'm enjoying 100% what I'm working on music. If I'm not enjoying working on music, then I'm definitely in the wrong field at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely doing the wrong.
Do you have people there all day?
I normally try to keep it myself. Like, I try and get here at like 11 to 12. And then I try to keep it myself until like 4 to 5 p.m. so I can do kind of like, my own shit, like mixing, mastering, and stuff like that. Do some stuff that needs to get done around the studio. But sometimes I normally do have people here from like 2 p.m. to sometimes like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So yeah. Oh, it's probably open late then. Hey, that's kind of where you make
your. I stay late. Like as late as people want to stay, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've worked till 7 in the morning before with people. Yeah.
So when you say like you mix and master and do stuff that you got to do, is that like, I'm assuming that's like people paying you to do stuff for them, and that's what you take care of for the first little bit, and then the back end is making money off rentals and shit.
Yeah, that's the main majority of the money comes from that, the mixing and mastering, the recording. And then I do also offer other services as well, just kind of way on the back burner that like it doesn't get offered. People don't use nearly as much, but it still does get used every so often. Like, I make cover arts for people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If they're looking for simple photography, I do simple photo shoots and stuff like that. Like,
nice.
I do try and offer a lot of services to help artists. But my main thing that I do is like recording, mixing, mastering.
And how much do you charge for studio space time?
Right now, I'm charging $25 an hour if you're coming by yourself,
mm-hmm.
like just one artist. And then for the group sessions right now, we're only doing groups of like, it can only be one artist and then one other person, just mm-hmm. because of the keeping under 5 people.
Yeah. COVID.
Yeah. But once we do have like the bigger group sessions, we go up to, it's $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's looking like those prices might have to go up in the future, just because my schedule is starting to get a lot more full.
Yeah.
But $25 an hour at the moment isn't too bad.
No, not at all. And I mean, like, if that's an 8-hour day, $25 an hour.
Yeah.
Right. That's like what, $200?
Yeah. And then if you add like all the mix and masters on top of that, sometimes you go like 6 days without making any money, or $50 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can have like 2 days where you just get like you said, you work for 10 hours straight with two different artists and then do six mix and masters, then you make like a good bit of money.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. So like you're with Lost Souls, with that label, is that Max's label, by the way? Like, did he make that, or who made that?
Mm-hmm. That is Max's label. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking dope. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That.
Very big moves on his name.
Oh, huge. Big time. Yeah. So like, since you're a part of that label, do a lot of those guys just filter in and out of the studio or what?
Yeah, 100%. Like a lot of the young guys, especially. And then any of the guys that record at home, I always tell them, like, if they have any questions at all, to just hit me up, and I'll always help them. Some of the guys, they live like 40 minutes away, so it doesn't really make too much sense for them to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the guys are younger too, so it's harder for them to afford regular studio time.
Mm-hmm.
Even on that, I do try. I give Lost Souls good deals whenever I can.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Is it like, how big is the studio space? Is it where you can get different multiple groups in there, or is it just like one person and one group and they occupy the whole thing?
Yeah, right now it's one person and one group.
Mm-hmm.
But we are looking, there is like a whole another half of the building that we're looking at getting, which might be like 8 months away from now. But at that point, we'd be able to get way more, like probably three or four studios going.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be really nice, which is kind of what I want to do in the future. I'd like to have three or four producers working here.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, have a little operation going.
Has the interest been there?
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
But it kind of makes me wonder, like, being a musician is kind of expensive.
Oh, it isn't. It is insanely expensive. Yeah.
Right, like you got to pay for studio time, otherwise it's gonna sound like shit, or it's not gonna sound like shit. But like,
you want to sound good. That's the thing. You can. It's either expensive, or you kind of get what you pay for. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to make a proper music video, then you're at least gonna have to drop like $700 to $1,000. Yeah, like easy. And then if you want, that's just that. And then if you want to properly promote that music video, so people actually see that music video, you're going to have to spend at least $500 on the promotion.
God damn.
Yeah. That's actually one of the reasons why I learned how to mix and master and record myself, just because I was spending so much money on recording. I was spending so much money on mixes. I was spending so much money on masters. And then I was like, I just simply can't afford this. So it was either like I just stopped making music, or I just learned how to do it myself.
Good idea.
Yeah. And then it just slowly kind of turned into one of those. I kind of seen that there was a big gap in the city for like reliable, cheap services that was also actual good quality as well. So I kind of just like tried to fill in that gap.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Cause I know, first off, do artists have to like deal drugs to afford being an artist? That's my first question. Second off,
no. You got to work hard. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be married to the game. I mean, with this shit, it's just like, I buy this mic. Okay, it's expensive, but I bought it already, and I don't need to do anything
else. Done.
It's just here.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's going to be a lot more expensive if you don't want to put in the time to learn how to mix and master. Mm-hmm. As soon as you decide you don't want to learn how to mix and master, then your career just became like 10 times more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Which for me, I'm just like... Like you said, did they have to sell drugs? It's like, yeah, you pretty much either do have to sell drugs or work a lot. So that's why I was working so much, was so I could afford to start doing the more like top quality stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's insane. Yeah, that's one of those things. It's like, especially with this podcast, do you want to learn how to edit, or do you want to pay somebody to edit for you?
Yeah.
And if you're super rich, like, yeah, fuck, pay for somebody.
Go ahead and do it. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're not,
sadly, we all don't have that luxury.
Yeah. Chances are you're not.
Yeah.
So you're still going to have to spend money on editing software. Like, that sucks balls. But
yeah.
Premiere is expensive and it's difficult to figure out. But once you figure it out,
you're golden. Yeah. And you can make money off of it too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can edit shit for other people.
Yeah.
Or just get rich. There you go.
Or just get rich. Marry rich.
Yeah, really, really rich. Like touch six figures and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's those are the two options right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's fucking wicked. Because I know, like, is there a lot of recording studio space in the city right now for artists?
Right now, it's very limited. Because, like, if a lot of the engineers, if they didn't know you pre-COVID, then they're not really opening up their studio to new people. Just because everyone's kind of wary at the moment. But there's only like two other places in the city that I know of. And then one of them, the price is like, I'm not going to say that just any of the names, but one of the prices is like $100 to $200 an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Is, yeah, absolutely. Just unaffordable for most people. Then other two studios are actually very good studios. And that's just, they charge $50 an hour, which is a little bit more, but it's all just like, I personally only know of four studios in the city.
Damn, that's nuts. Holy fuck. That studio better, like, that better get you on the radio. Like, it better
come. That's what I say. I'm like, I better feature. Be walking out of there with the whole album going on the radio or something like yeah. that.
Exactly. I didn't realize, fuck, like, I know Miazwe and Neil were always telling me, like, oh, yeah, I spend a lot of time in the studio. It's like, fuck, you, damn, that's expensive. I had no idea.
Yeah. Neil actually, me and Neil worked out an agreement where he pays, like, a monthly rate. Mm-hmm. Rather than paying the hourly, just because if he was paying the hourly, because he also has like, do you know Trish K?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, she comes here as well. Mm-hmm. And then also Mooks comes here as well. So if all three of them, if I was charging them hourly, then Neil would be paying like thousands of dollars in studio time a month. So yeah, me and him I work really closely with him. So, and I also really enjoy working with all three artists, Miazwe, King Moose and Trish as well. So
yeah, no, they're everybody at the LinkUp team is dope. I love those people.
Very talented.
Yeah, but that's fucking so like when people write music, I'm gonna sound like a complete idiot because I have no idea how it goes down. Do they just like write it and they like sing it to themselves or rap it to themselves and they're like, all right, time to go to the studio now? Or is it like
yeah, man, sometimes it's different because like some artists they show up with songs already written, ready to go, and they have like five songs and they're like, okay, let's bang these out. Mm-hmm. And then some, I have this one group of guys, they're all like younger guys, and they come in and they mainly write their stuff right on the spot. So I'll play a beat and then I'll just kind of sit here for like 20 minutes. And then there's three like people just kind of sitting with their phones and they're all just kind of like, and they're all just kind of like muttering them to themselves. And then after like 20 minutes, one person will kind of stand up and be like, okay, I'm good to go. Start walking towards the booth. And then that's basically how it goes. You kind of got to be like a little more talented to do that, to actually make, so if you can write something in 20 minutes and then have it actually sound good, then you're like pretty, you're on the right path. You know what I mean? Because some people could write something in 20 minutes and then try and perform it and it's not going to sound good at all. But
yeah, it sounds like one of those worst freestyle ever videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I might be stupid, but I watch those videos and always come out thinking like, those are kind of good.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Those are kind of dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I know nothing about music. That's probably the case. That's definitely the case. Yeah. So that's crazy. So like when people write songs or like when they write raps or whatever, they don't have a beat in their head sometimes.
So, there's this one girl that I work with and she actually does that. I don't personally understand how she does that, but she does. She literally writes lyrics like to no beat. And then we have like a producer, she sings the lyrics and then we have a producer and her sit down together and then they make a beat like around those lyrics, which is like the weirdest way that I've ever seen a song be created, but it does work. But the main thing, the one way that I've always found works really, really quickly is when they're writing to a beat and I always tell them like kind of have something that whatever you're thinking about kind of. Like whatever's on your mind, kind of like try and write about that. Writing without a beat though is insanely hard. I don't even know how people do that.
Oh, okay. So that's normally how it, so you gotta like, you can't just like work on your craft in your room unless you're Picasso or some shit.
Yeah. Well, you can always throw on your headphones too. because like you can find the beats on you can find on beats find beats on YouTube.
Okay.
Just kind of be going through that, freestyling over that.
Oh, okay. And then they just make up songs like that.
Yeah, and we can always like at my studio, we can like go on YouTube, and I can just copy the, I can just download that beat off of YouTube, and then just throw it right into my program. Mm-hmm. And then whatever they're writing to that beat, we can record. That's normally what we do most of the time.
What do you record with?
It's called FL Studio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Fruity Loops?
Yeah, Fruity Loops, yeah.
I was going to shit my pants if you're like, Audacity.
Audacity, yeah. I do know some guys that record on Audacity. And it's crazy.
Audacity is amazing. I mean, that's what we use for our podcast, but like...
Is that what you still use right now?
Yeah, it's a fucking Yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah. Like,
no, it's perfect for podcasts. It's perfect.
Yeah, like, it's great.
Yeah,
but for music, I think you need a little more. You need a
little... Music, you definitely want a little bit extra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely want to spend that proper budget. Yeah,
this one costs $400. A lot of people just warrant it, but I wanted to go the proper road and actually buy it.
It was $400 just all at once?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. $400 at once. That's not bad at all.
Okay.
Because like Premiere Pro, you have to pay for monthly. It's like $20 a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's some horse shit.
Yeah. Absolutely insanity.
You got to pay a monthly fee to edit.
Like it's a cell phone bill or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, like you're financing your career?
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out of it. And you never buy it? You just never own it.
Yeah, you never own it. It's never yours. Facts. Yeah. That's the communism of editing.
Seriously.
Yeah, you just lease it. It's not yours.
And I actually went to buy it like last, because I knew in school, I knew that you didn't have to buy it or anything like that when I was back when I was in school. So I was prepared to just go and buy it. And then I was on the website and I was like, what the fuck is this shit that I have to pay for it every month? And then I just never did it.
School, like high school or college?
Yeah, I was in high school. I was in this digital film class.
Okay. Because, I was doing the math of the timeline of everything you said. I was like, there's no fucking way you fit college into all that.
And night college.
Yeah, I was 17 when I graduated. I was a head chef for 6 years. And I was on the railroads and I did music. Like, no. You didn't fucking fit college in there.
Now, college is the one thing I've yet to do. So, one thing.
It's overrated.
I've heard.
Unless you're trying to be like,
if you don't know what you want to do, or you're already doing something that doesn't really need college, it's useless. It's not worth your money. Not worth your money or time.
Yeah, that's what I normally hear.
Yeah, unless you're trying to become like a doctor and a lawyer, I'd say don't go.
Advanced schooling, isn't it? Because like, you know what? Even for like, for cooking, what was the best thing for me was I just found a mentor. Mm-hmm. A very strong mentor, and that's who I learned from for the first like 2 or 3 years, and that's how I like fast tracked to becoming like a head chef. Mm-hmm. Was if I didn't have that mentor for the first 3 years, then I wouldn't have been able to. He was like, it wasn't like school or anything like that. It was like really intense training where he would like, if I'm fucking up, then he'd be screaming at me, type of stuff. Where you just don't really get that type of same energy in school.
Yeah, it's funny. The idea of school is fairly new, right? Like, what is it, 100, 200 years old? The oldest universities are like 200 years old. You know, before that, if you wanted to learn something, you got a mentor. Oh, you want to be a blacksmith? Go find a blacksmith. You want to be a...
Go find an old person.
Yeah, exactly. Go find somebody who's been doing it longer than you, right? And then...
Yeah.
So the idea of school is fairly new. And I think the idea of school is kind of... Not the idea, but like the execution of school is absolute bullshit.
I think the way that it was definitely designed for like a different generation and for a whole different population.
For the industrial age, right? To
teach people. And they were just cranking out work as fast as they could because there was so many. Then they had that baby boomer age. They just like figured, they're like, how are we going to teach as much stuff to as many people as we can?
Yeah. The idea of baby booming to me is nuts. Like, that everybody was so overcome with joy that the war was over, they forgot what condoms were. Like,
yeah, I think
no way.
I was wondering if that was gonna happen with quarantine, if we're gonna have like a baby boom, like
quarantine boom,
9 months. Yeah, quarantine boom.
Remember we might. I don't know.
There's gotta be.
I mean, like, nothing to do.
No, but there are two people. There are two types of people in this world. Those that are getting laid in quarantine and those that are lying about
not.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, no. No, people who aren't having sex in quarantine and people who are lying about not having sex in quarantine.
Yeah.
My joke sucks. Move past it. But you get what I mean, right? Like, I know so many people are like, oh, I'm socially distancing. No, you're not. You're fucking. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then I even said that the doctor was saying, one of the doctors was saying, like, if you're having sexual intercourse, you should be wearing a mask.
No.
If you're like me.
Wear my plague doctor mask.
Yeah. Get the Rona. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this. Like, obviously, the coronavirus is real, and it's very infectious.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very contagious, yeah. Obviously. That being said, a 98% success rate is not going to prevent people from fucking. Like,
no, not at all.
It would literally have to wipe out half the world's population in a month.
But then people would still be doing it.
Yeah. People would still be risking it. Maybe. I might as well go out happy.
It ain't going to be me.
Yeah. Because at the end, I think that sex is definitely the most powerful force in the world. Like, if you want somebody to do something and you can find a sexual pull, they'll do it. They'll fucking
do it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, the subconscious.
It's why the prostitution's a thing, right? It's why.
And even working in the restaurant industry. The restaurant industry is like built off of sex selling.
Yeah.
Like all the waitresses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably just sounded very misogynistic right there, but.
No, you don't. That's factual. Like, it's true, right?
Like,
you didn't say it's good. I think women should be objectified, and I hate women. You said the restaurant industry, especially the nightlife restaurant industry, is built off of, poorly dressed, but like women not wearing much clothing and wearing revealing clothing. Why the fuck can't I say English? And being good looking and apparently Earls used to actually have like a modeling agency.
I'm pretty sure they have a thing where like they only hire good looking, not like good looking, but I think they stopped doing it, but I'm pretty sure they had a thing back in the day where they were only hiring good looking girls.
They used to, they had a modeling agency or something feeding them.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fucking insane.
Yeah. But then you like, it's kind of, because you look at Earls and then it's like a more like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a more like darker, like cooler place if you kind of like look at it in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And then they're like kind of going for that vibe. So it's 100% based around that.
Yeah, and they make you pay fucking arm and a leg to have a chicken sandwich and half a thing of fries. Like, get the fuck out of here, girl. You ain't fooling shit.
Their chicken apple sandwich is actually really good.
Yeah, and they have schmucks like me making the food for you. No.
Oh, is that where you worked?
I worked at Earl's Main Street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was
Earl's Main Street?
Yeah, I did.
I think I knew someone who worked at Earl's Main Street. Do you know George Robin?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you probably know him just from rapping and stuff like that, too.
Actually, him and I used to go to school together, like way back in the day.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He went. I mean, he's like 3 years older than me, but he went to St. Maurice. I went to St. Maurice. He went to St. Paul's. Yeah. I went to St. Paul's. Yeah,
that's funny.
George is a great guy.
Oh, do you know David McDonald?
Yeah.
He's sitting there. David. Bueno says hi. Can you hear him?
I heard him. Yeah, David's a good dude.
He's sitting right over there.
Yeah, it's Sean 2K from Lost Souls.
Oh, you went to school with him too?
He went to St. Paul's.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm just exposing him right now.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, he's like this dope rapper. People find out he went to St. Paul's, it ruins his identity. Fuck, I didn't mean to do that. I'm out here.
Sean's a really good guy. Yeah. I really like Sean.
Yeah, Sean's a cool dude. Yeah, but I'm out here catching bodies on this podcast. I'm going to fuck.
Yeah.
Tell all these rappers to
diss and all the rappers.
Yeah. The Lost Souls label beefs.
Gonna have a diss track coming.
Yeah, I have to get somebody to ghostwrite a diss track for me.
Yeah.
And then rap it as well. And then I'll lip sync the music video.
I got you, Bueno. Don't worry.
Yeah. And by music video, I mean Kanan filming me in his old car that I'm going to buy off him for God knows whatever reason.
Hey, bro, that shit runs. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all
dude,
you
I'm, I'm pumped, fam. I'm going to go on hella 7-Eleven 3 a.m. runs.
Bro, like, you have no idea how much you, like, you're helping me by buying this car, bro. Like, for real.
You're buying this car?
Yeah, I'm buying
this car. I bought a new whip, and then nice. I still have my old one. So,
when what kind of car is it?
I bought a 08 Honda Accord EXL.
Nice.
That's a dope car.
What's your old car?
Malibu, Chevy Malibu, 08.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the last car I had was a Chevy Malibu from 03 that my boss gave to me.
Nice.
See, man, you're upgrading, bro. You're upgrading.
Yeah, you're going 5 years in the future.
Is yours a beige, Kanan?
No, it's like a fucking puke green. It's gross.
Ah,
it's
gross.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, would that be hilarious if it was, like, the exact same car, just 5 years newer? Yeah, that 03 Malibu was a piece of shit. It was the worst thing on the planet. The brakes barely worked.
I have an 05 Honda at the moment.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That's just
Hondas classic. Are just timeless cars, man. They're so worth it.
That's it. Yeah. And I got my sub in the back, so.
Is that a Civic?
Yeah, Civic, yeah.
Dude, Civics are the shit. That's my dream
car.
Like, a 2015 Civic is my dream car.
Yeah, honestly. Like, you know, what are the SIs? They're Civic SIs. Oh,
I had an SI. I had an old
Did you crash it?
No, I was gonna flip it, but
oh yeah.
When we bought it from my dad's friend, it had a big hole of rust in the bottom on the passenger side, so we couldn't have got it safety. So it was just sitting in our driveway for 6 weeks or 6 months.
Dude, and then
we just sold it. We just sold it the other day actually for a pretty penny. We still technically made profit on the car. So
yeah, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
Dude, but I saw this guy on Kijiji selling his Kia Forte, his 2010 Kia Forte, for like $3,200. And I messaged him, like, yo, I'm interested in buying this, like, now. Can I meet up with you? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then he didn't respond to me for a while, and I followed up, and the ad said, like, $4,500. I was like, go fuck yourself.
No.
You're just going to pull a quick switcheroo?
Yeah.
12 hours later? Fuck off.
Yeah,
you don't know I have shooters out here selling me cars for $1,500 with winter tires.
Yeah, bro, I'm hooking you up so fat, bro. Like, I'm giving you such a solid deal for this car.
Yeah, you don't even know, like, the shooters I got out here making plays, fam. Trying to fucking upsell me on your shitty Kia Forte.
Nah, bro, you whipping that big boy Malibu.
Yeah, the big boy. I was gonna buy a 2009 Ford Focus, which apparently is a shitty car.
All Fords are shitty.
Yeah, Fords aren't too good.
Yeah, I mean, the police uses Ford, so Ford's getting canceled. There
you go. That's all you need. Yeah. All you need to know.
AFAB, all Fords are bastards.
Yeah. I used to have a Mazda, actually.
How was that?
It was a very nice car. It was a very nice car, but I crashed it, sadly.
Oh, bro, that sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I made a 5-year plan to buy a Tesla.
Boom. So,
I'm just gonna keep upgrading and start doing some more investments with my dad, and then just gonna keep fucking chugging away. I'm gonna get a Tesla. I'm gonna get myself a Model X in 5 years.
One of the self-driving ones?
Yeah. Well, all of any model of Tesla you buy comes with like auto drive.
Self-driving.
Yeah.
Do they allow self-driving in Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I didn't know if
certain nothing they can do about it. You know, it's not like they can catch you or not.
Yeah. I didn't know if certain cities had to, like, allow it or not, or if it's just, like, blanket or across the whole country you're allowed to do it.
I mean, would it even really be counted as illegal? Because, I mean, like, you have to have your hands on the wheel either way, right? Like, that's what Tesla says.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's just so cool, man. Just, like, drop a location.
Point of auto drive if you have to fucking keep your hands on the wheel?
Because, bro, you ain't got to do shit. You ain't got to use the pedals. You ain't got to fucking...
Everyone's keeping their hands on the wheel.
Bro, like, it, like, breaks and everything for you, bro.
Bro, the only reason that's in the manual is for liability reasons.
Liability, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm getting in the car and I'm reading
a book. Going to sleep.
Yeah, bro. I'm 100% going to be scrolling through Twitter and TikTok. I'm just tweeting like, yo, what's up? I'm driving with no fucking hands right now.
Yeah, I'm turning on Pornhub when I get in the car.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw my tinted windows and rub one out while we drive.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna put like my shirt over the window and beat off. Like the windshield is unnecessary. Why? Like, I'm not driving. I don't need a fucking see. So I'll just put a curtain there. Anyways, the joke went on way too far. I never got the self-driving thing.
Yeah, no.
It's more worthwhile for like long commutes, like in LA and shit like that, where like the car's super super popular. It makes sense because you're driving on the highway for, you know, a couple hours at a time to get to and from work.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. It's just not really in Winnipeg when like the longest drive you'll ever drive is like 35 minutes.
Yeah, like if you live in San Francisco, it takes you fucking 2 hours to get into the city. You have to live on the outskirts of the Bay Area.
Like, you know, like Toronto, fucking LA, New York.
Yeah, they're in Toronto a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like it doesn't really make sense in this in like Winnipeg, but fuck it, I'm still gonna buy it and I'm still gonna use that shit.
Yeah, I'm still gonna be driving my 2015 Honda Civic in 2030. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be fucking sick.
It'll be classic by then.
Yeah, dude. No, definitely.
It's already classic.
I want to be one of those. Like, dude.
Go ahead, like barely lose their value too, man. Over the time, over the years.
Yeah.
They're like one of those like few cars that, as they get older, they either grow in price or they get barely cheaper.
Yeah. No, mine I've Accord. Had almost no problems with that all too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I had an Accord before, but before we got it, like they gave it to us with like a big ass oil problem that they just didn't fix.
Yeah.
So that fucked. Like my engine just seized up at work one day, and I was out of car.
Travis,
how but much? Now I'm back. Now I got a nicer one. So.
How much did you pay for your car?
I paid $5,000 for mine.
That's pretty dope. When did you buy it?
Yeah, that was probably like 5 years ago now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was completely paid off. That's the other thing. I'm not a big like car guy too much. As long as it can get me from like point A to point B, mm-hmm. it's like I'm pretty good to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm not a big flex dude. Like I don't think I'll ever buy a Ferrari or a Lambo or.
If I had like money pouring out my ass, then I'm definitely gonna get a really nice car. But only the point like where I have like too much money. You know, that's the only point where I'm gonna be dropping any kind of money like that.
Dude, if I had too much money, I'd get a 2021 Honda Civic straight up. Yeah, the self-drive Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Bro, that self-driving stuff's going to be in, like, so many new models. Oh, like,
it's going to be everything.
It's gonna, like, within the 10 years, every car company is going to have a self-driving car.
Yeah.
They're going to have at least one model. They have to, man. It's just the smartest next move. Right.
I wonder too if there's gonna be like low-end self-driving cars, and then those are gonna be like getting accidents all the time.
That'd be hilarious.
Because we got shitty technology.
Well, it wouldn't be hilarious. Obviously, a bunch of people would be dying and shit. But like, it'd be kind of funny.
It'd be ironically funny, yeah. Ironically, but just dark humor.
Yeah, it's like you know how you can put in cruise control now.
Yeah.
In your cars, you can just buy self-drive.
Yeah.
Upgrade your car like it's a fucking radio system.
You can buy like a third party system to like self drive.
You know, with the 03 Malibu that I had, which I ended up crashing because the brakes barely worked and it only had all season tires that barely had treads on it. I'm so surprised I didn't crash it earlier. There were so many times where I had to like pull up on the boulevard while I was trying to brake in the wintertime because I thought I was going to rear end the person. And I looked like a fucking idiot. No, I took it into the shop because the battery died. And they're like, yeah, the battery's dead. You need an oil change. There's something wrong with the engine. There was like so many things wrong with it. So I ended up paying like $600 to fucking fix this car. And then when I got in, the audio system that I had, before the words were in white. And after I got it changed, they were in rainbow. Like they'd constantly change colors. What the fuck do you guys do?
That was what fixed all the problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Needed to change the text. That's all it was.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with the car. They just went in and fucked around with the text color. And they're like, this idiot will pay $600. And I did pay $600. I also didn't have enough antifreeze in the car.
Oh, man, I'm so lacking on all of my fluids.
I didn't. I didn't know. Like, I filled it up. Turns out I need way more. But I filled it up, and I was just like, oh, shit, it's empty again. But I didn't realize that I could have just bought more for whatever reason. So I was driving with, like, the ice pick, scratching the inside of the windshield while I was driving this piece of shit car.
Yeah.
Looking like the biggest idiot on the road.
I knew this girl who had when I was driving with her, she would have a water bottle, and then whenever she needed to wash her windshield, she just like squeezed the water bottle out of it.
Bro, I swear to God, I was literally just thinking about this the other day. My old coworker, she just always carried a bottle of Windex at all times. Cause she would, I'm just like, dude, like washer fluid is $6.
Same price, yeah.
Same price, and you get more. And it's the actual product for your car. Just go buy some. She's like, nah, this is cheaper. I'm like, no, it's not, bitch. The fuck?
What would she do in the wintertime? Use alcohol? Like, use vodka?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm like, that's not going to work in the winter. That shit just going to freeze. She's like, nah, I'm going to figure it out. I'm like, all right, cool. Christ, man. How the fuck?
Use a Ciroc. That's kind of a huge flash.
Yeah.
Let me dump pour
a Ciroc all over your window.
The cops pull up and you're just like pouring Ciroc on your fucking windshield.
Pouring rosé, yeah.
It's just my windshield washer fluid. So.
this is the move right here.
You broke ass cop, you ain't even know, bro. What the fuck?
So driving your bitch ass Ford car. Bum ass. I always thought Fords were good cars because the logo looked nice.
If only that was like a obviously then the Lamborghini would be like the best car in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't Lambos sick though?
Yeah, Lambos are sick, but
that's my dream.
Better cars, better cars performance wise to get. But
are there?
Yeah. Many like, others.
Name them.
An Acura NSX.
Name them. Pizza boy. Pizza sauce boy.
Pizza sauce boy. Acura NSX. I mean,
dude, I was editing that clip today. I shit my pants laughing. It was so funny. Okay, so Travis, what do you call the sauce that you put on a pizza?
I'd say pizza sauce.
Oh my
god. Right? Tomato sauce.
It's tomato.
I was going to say perhaps tomato sauce. Like, since you said pizza sauce, I was thinking pizza sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's pizza sauce. That's what it's called, bro.
No, yeah. I might have even said marinara, to be honest.
Oh, okay. That's like
the marinara on pizza slaps. Let's just get that straight.
So the regular sauce on pizza slaps.
No, there's a difference, bro. There's a difference between them all.
It's like that meme of Winnie the Pooh. It's like tomato sauce, and then like when he's wearing the suit, it's like marinara.
I used to work at San Lucio Pizza.
Which one?
And the one on Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty chill. Pretty good. But they always have this commercial that said the secret's in the sauce. And I was like, oh, it must be like some crazy homemade recipe or something like that. And then I got there and it was all, I shouldn't be telling you guys, but it was all just like straight from the bag, like the Lunchables pizza sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to work at Santa Lucia. I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at Santa Lucia.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I was surprised as fuck.
It's the sauce from the bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they win best pizza every year.
Yeah, because nobody else enters.
Yeah.
Like, can chains even enter in that?
I don't even know if they know about it.
Yeah, they probably don't care.
Yeah.
Domino's is like, everybody knows our pizza slaps, so we don't need to win an award. Yeah. You know, it's like you don't see any Bugatti commercials.
No. No. You don't.
Right? You don't see Rolls Royce advertisements because people just know. Like, that's the car you get when you're balling.
Yeah.
You know, people don't go, let me call Santa Lucia to spend $35 on a large pizza so they can put fucking artichokes on it to make me feel classy.
Yo, artichokes on pizza slaps, though.
I hate artichokes.
Like, no, it's 3 a.m. I'm drunk. I want Domino's. That's it. Or Little Caesars.
Or Little Caesars is top tier pizza.
Yeah.
Or Pizza Hut.
Little Caesars right next to the studio that I'm
Little Caesars is top tier for its price. I mean, it's not by no means would I like put it up against like a Domino's pizza or something like that. But dude,
for the price,
$6.50 for a fucking sizable
medium
pizza, like
or even the what are those deep dish called too?
Yeah,
deep dish are actually really good.
Bacon wrap bacon wrap deep dish, that shit's so good.
Or when they had the pretzel crust. Oof.
Ooh, I actually never tried that.
That was really good.
Yo,
soft pretzels.
You ever have jumbo pizza?
I've seen jumbo pizza, but I've never had it.
Dude, jumbo pizza slaps hard as fuck. You gotta go.
Isn't it like, is it 99 cents a slice, or am I wrong?
$1 a slice, man. And the chicken too.
Yeah.
It's like $1.50 or something. It's like $1.50. But it's way better than 99-cent pizza. 99-cent pizza will probably give you worms.
Yeah.
Jumbo pizza.
The one by the university.
Yeah, jumbo pizza slaps, and like they got like these cool herbs they got on the pizza and shit. Oh man, it's dope. It's the happiest place on earth. And you get like people fighting in the parking lot all the time.
Oh, I love that. That's like pizza heaven on Osborne.
Yeah. When COVID shut everything down, Jumbo Pizza was still open because they didn't give a fuck. I'm pretty sure it's a drug front, but that's not the point.
Yeah. Those are always the best places.
Oh, yeah. The places in the hood where nobody knows about them.
Yeah. Always empty, but somehow stayed open for 20 years.
Because they're money laundering schemes.
Yeah.
There's this one place that sells samosas, and the samosas are so fucking good, dude. I don't know where it is. It's like in Garden City area. Me and my homie Taylor go all the time. You might know Taylor through Max, like Taylor Becker.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I met Taylor before.
Yeah, like Taylor's like day one homie.
Oh,
like
big
brother homie. But they would always rip to this place and get like 10 pieces of chicken and like a large pizza and a couple samosas, and we pay like $15, and it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
can you really?
What are you saying?
No, you go ahead. I was just going to make fun of Kanan.
There's this place in Garden City I went to all the time, and they had, like, these specialty hot dogs. I forget what the fuck it was called, but they just shut down, like, last year.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was like, the best hot dogs in the city.
I don't know, like, is it hard? Like, hot dogs are pretty easy to do.
Yeah, super they're cheap. Easy to do. But then when you get like a good hot dog, have you guys ever been to what the fuck that's called? It's like an Asian place.
Caillou Grill?
Caillou Grill, yeah. Have you ever had the hot dogs there?
No.
Those are good hot dogs. Like, you know, there's like, yeah, you got those simple hot dogs. But then when you got like a next level hot dog, it's like fucking like, oof.
Ooh, interesting.
Fucking,
come on, man. A Jets dog, you can't beat that shit.
Jets dogs are so good, yeah. Or their Gold Eyes. The Jets dogs. I forgot. I was last time I had that, I was fucking wasted. Yeah. With the pierogi crumbles on it and shit.
Yeah, get some bacon pierogies. And, yeah. You know, the onions are free, so you make sure to get some extra.
Yeah.
I'm so butthurt about the Gold Eyes potentially leaving town. Because, like, I never went to a game, and I was like, yo, next summer, I'll go to a game. It'll be dope. And it's like, oh, by the way, the world's shutting down too. So, the Gold Eyes are leaving. So just eat shit.
Yeah. No, I used to go to Gold Eyes games all the time. They're like $15 a game.
Yeah, they're so cheap too.
Yeah. My uncle has season tickets. He buys them every year. And he's like, it's nothing out of his pocket. It's like a couple $100 for season tickets.
Yeah. Apparently the Gold Eyes are really good too. They won the championship for like the last 2 years.
They almost three-peated a couple years ago.
They have the weirdest trajectory of a sports team I've ever seen. It's like they won the title, then they missed the playoffs. Then they won the title again, then they missed the playoffs. Like, how the fuck does that keep happening?
Yeah. That's I just wonder if that league is just like a beer league. I don't know if all those guys are just like fucked up the whole time or something. And we're just
I think it's the best players just move up to better leagues. I think that's
right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's so much player turnover and shuffling of guys. Like, it's ridiculous to get any sort of form of consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I remember watching this video where they were analyzing the most consistent football teams, like in terms of records, how even they are. And like the least consistent team was the Panthers, and there was just no close second place. It's like they went 15-1, they went 2-14. Like they went, you know, they won 10 games, they lost 13 games. You know, like
that was like that year the Dolphins, they went like 0-17 one year. I forget what they did the next year, but it was just like the complete opposite. And that was when the Patriots won like 17-0 one year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they went
that was like 5 years ago. Yeah, 16-0.
Dude, that was 13 years ago.
That was 13 years ago?
That was 2007, yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. I thought that was 5 years ago.
Been a long time since the Patriots went 16. Randy Moss was on the team.
Damn.
Randy Moss works on TV now.
Wow. I thought that was 5 years ago.
No. It was.
I honestly thought it was super recent too, because like a couple years ago they went on like a tear. They like I think they almost had a perfect record.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. The Patriots, the only record they broke was in 07.
I didn't even.
Like the 28-3 game was 3 years ago now.
28-3? What was that from again?
28-3 was when they came back down against the Falcons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was almost 4 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 4 years?
Yeah, I remember.
That seems like last year, man. Like I don't know. Time is such a weird concept. I hate it.
Yeah.
I remember when.
What were you saying?
No, you go.
It's weird seeing Tom Brady in a different jersey now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. By the way, why
did he move? Was it just money or is it like family stuff with that?
I think he was like disagreeing with the owners or something like that.
Yeah, it was just time to move on from what I got.
Yeah.
They kind of were butting heads and he just wanted to move on.
Where does he play now?
Tampa.
It's Tampa. Yeah.
Bro, like retire. He's probably going to retire in Tampa in like the next 5 years. That's the place to retire though, right? So.
Kanan, he's 43. He's probably going to retire in like 2 years.
I was thinking in the next year or two. And he's got like no point to keep on even going. Like,
I mean,
I thought he was going to just retire with the Patriots. I thought he was just going to do it all there.
No. He wants that seventh ring.
Yeah.
He wants that seventh ring.
How? Like, what's the most amount of rings someone has in the NFL?
6, I believe.
So he's tied.
Yeah, but I think he wants one more than MJ. Let me double check that.
Sanity.
7 rings is a huge flex. That's
insanity.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady. He's got 6.
That's
Tom Brady. I remember when this is almost 6 years ago now when the Seahawks didn't run the ball on the goal line.
Oh my god! Man,
the internet exploded.
I remember that. I was watching that game too. I was like, what? Even like, I'm not a huge football guy, so like, I don't follow along with all that stuff. But even I know, I was like, run the fucking ball. You're on like the 1 yard line. That's basic football.
Yeah. By the way, I just got an update on my phone. The Raptors might play in Louisville next year.
What?
Because the COVID.
Like for the whole season or what?
Yeah, because the COVID travel
ban. That's crazy.
What about the I guess no. I know there's a couple players that are Canadian. What's just going to leave them behind?
No, they're going to go with the team.
No, bro. You can't. COVID restrictions.
Apparently, it's only family people. I could see them letting the athletes over the border.
Yeah, I guess we'll leave Chris Boucher and O'Shea Brissett home. Oh, fuck. That really hurts our win total.
Hey, man, it's a team effort. Everyone has to contribute. Everyone's got to be there.
That's not how you just pronounce contribute, but I'll let it slide.
Got to be so proper, hey? Contribute. Is that better for you, Bueno?
No, that's worse. You just said it. You said it wrong again.
Contribute. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. Thanks, man.
Fucking hate you, bro. Every episode, man.
We probably lost Travis hardcore on that rant. That turn of events. We went from like good place to get samosas to making fun of how Kanan talks.
Contribute. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyways, yeah, it's all good. Our guests don't judge you. It's just me. You know that. Anyways, what was one more thing I wanted to ask you about? So is there anything like surprising that you found working in the music industry for this short, or have you picked it up pretty quick?
It's kind of surprising to me. One thing I kind of felt like before I got in the music industry, everyone knew what they were doing and what the fuck was going on and everything like that. But then as I kind of like I'm getting more and more into the music industry, I can kind of feel and see that like a lot of people that I see had their shit together and were like being proper. As I talk to them, they're kind of like scrambling at the same rate of being like, oh, I'm kind of figuring this as I'm going along type of thing. You know what I mean? So I kind of realized, like, I see them on their social media where they kind of put it like output that they really like know about it and everything like that. But then when I meet them in person, it was like completely different aspect. So there's kind of already I knew to like take social media with a grain of salt, but it kind of just showed me like even like celebrities and stuff like that. If their social media looks like something, and if they're acting a certain way, and if they act like they might know what they're doing and everything like that, then it might not be the same exact thing when you actually meet them in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point, because so many times we compare our lives with the highlights of other people, what we see, right?
Yeah.
So it's easy to get.
That's exactly what social media is, all the highlights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get delusional. And
You're kind of comparing yourself. That was a big thing for me before when I first started. I was comparing myself to people who've been in the music industry for like 5 years. And I was like, I'm never going to be able to do anything like that. Not even close. And then it's kind of like, yeah, disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to keep on telling yourself, like, not stop. Keep on, like, even if you're not happy with it, just keep on creating. Mm-hmm. And then slowly over the years, it's come to the point where like I'm genuinely happy with my music now. The stuff that I've just been releasing is like, and even the stuff that I have out right now is like, I'm not fully happy with all that stuff. I finally got to the point now where I'm like fully happy with the music that I like, the sound that I'm creating and the content that I'm creating and everything.
That's awesome. We'll touch on this before we go. How was the production of helping out with Who Dat Is and the Zoo York remix?
Who Dat Is was absolutely insane. I love working with Miazwe. Working with Miazwe Mooks is some of the inspiring times that I have, just because they're both insanely good artists, obviously. And we always have a really good time whenever we're working. Always good times laughing, drinking, obviously. Laughing, also just like learning so much too. Like Who Dat Is, in my opinion, is one of the best sounding songs that I've worked on out of any of them, just because working with the producer, me and him worked together to make sure everything sounded proper. And then for Zoo York, that was probably like Zoo York put together was probably my favorite thing I've ever done for music production. Just mainly the music, like that music video that one day was probably like one of the most fun I've had in all of music for my whole life, for sure.
Yeah, it looked like a dope fucking time.
Yeah, it was really good. And that what I wanted for the videos as well is I wanted to have as many Winnipeg artists in it. So it was kind of showing that we were all like, if someone's seen that video and they've seen a bunch of different Winnipeg artists, they just see that we're all kind of fucking with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about the Winnipeg artists and the Winnipeg music scene, that I feel like there's not much beef, if any beef, that I've heard
no,
of, where everybody really fucks each other.
Yeah, in other cities, it seems like a lot of beef goes on. But mm-hmm. the thing I feel about Winnipeg is it's such a small city and everybody knows each other. So it's like if we're going to beef with someone, then you're probably going to beef with one of their friends that is a mutual friend of yours or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
So then it's just like you're starting to just make things awkward for it just doesn't need to be like that. Like
mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, no, absolutely.
It does come with the territory. There's always gonna be that beef and everything. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's life, right? Like whatever.
Yeah.
It happens.
Exactly.
Then yeah, let me check the time. Yeah, I feel like pretty good right now.
Yeah, that was an hour, eh?
Yeah, it was an hour.
That's perfect.
Clean. I had a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it was really nice talking to you. Here, wait, I'm not sure. Do you care if I get a picture for the...
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Encourage that.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Is there anything you'd like to leave the people with before we go?
I just want to shout out two things. Two things real quick. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Name five. I don't care.
Lost Soul. Oh, perfect. Lost Souls and Link Up. Just want to shout out those two groups, 100%. Everybody in them. Max Wins, few people. Neil, obviously. Miyazwe, King Mooks, Tiana. DK, Kuzi, Lido, Peso. So many more peaceful, but that's off the top of my head.
Yeah, we'll be here all that's night if you know. All the people in Lost Souls, there's so many.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then beautiful. Travis, this is an awesome time. We'll debrief after we hit stop, but this is a great time.
We really thank you very much.
This is us signing off on Winnipeg's Finest. Have a great week.
Peace.